Cuba calls on its listeners to just take a minute to answer these four questions. Do you listen to us on the radio or on the internet? Where are you located? What shows do you listen to? And what would you suggest to improve our program? Once again, do you listen to us on the radio or on the internet? Where are you? What shows do you listen to? And what do you suggest to improve our programming here on Radio Havana, Cuba? Send your answers to radiohcenglish@gmail.com. Once again, that's radiohcenglish@gmail.com. Radio Havana, Cuba, your shortwave radio station here in the heart of the Caribbean. And we're also your radio station on the FM dial. If you're in the Havana area, just tune in at 102.5 FM. Time now for our last news bulletin before the top of the hour, and we're out of here. Let's go down to the news desk with Gedwin Jones and Rita Mitty.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has slammed the Israeli massacre of Palestinian children in the besieged Gaza Strip as genocide, saying the Tel Aviv regime is butchering humanity in the Palestinian enclave. Bombing schools and mutilating Palestinian children are objective and flagrant examples of genocide in the world today, President Rouhani stated, describing the Israeli military crimes in Gaza as the slaughter of humanity. The Iranian president made the remarks in a message to a Thursday gathering staged by a large group of Iranian children to show their support for the kids in Gaza, which has been the scene of brutal Israeli raids over the past month. Rouhani further called on the Western states to support the people around the world in their call to stop the Israeli regime's huge genocide in the impoverished Gaza Strip.
Minister of Tourism, Sandra Naranjo, said on Thursday that Ecuador is striving to make tourism the country's largest source of non-oil revenue. The arrivals of foreign tourists have jumped 14% over the past 6 months to over 749,000 from 655,600 in the same period of 2013, the official Andes News Agency reported. Tourist arrivals reached over 1.3 million in 2013, as the number of tourists has grown steadily since 2009. Tourism, which now generates 5% of jobs and is worth around $1.2 billion a year, is ranked as the country's fourth largest source of non-oil revenues.
Hawaii is bracing for a rare double threat from a tropical storm and hurricane set to hit within days of each other. Thousands have already lost power from Tropical Storm Isel, with Hurricane Julia expected this weekend or early next week. The last time a hurricane or tropical storm hit Hawaii was 22 years ago. Climate models have predicted Hawaii will see an increase in such storms as a result of global warming.
In Canada, First Nations leaders are calling for immediate action to clean up a massive spill at a copper and gold mine, saying it is one of British Columbia's worst environmental disasters. The rupture of a tailings pond at Imperial Metals Mount Polly mine spilled more than a billion gallons of silt laden with metals into area waterways.
And that's about it. No more time for today, but that's okay. You can join us here tomorrow. We're here same time, same station. We'll have more news, we'll have views and features, as well as great Cuban music. Among the features for tomorrow, The Jazz Place, that award-winning show, Gedwin Jones, will be on in the second half hour of tomorrow's programming. That's The Jazz Place, right here on Radio Havana, Cuba, on Saturday. From here in Studio 6, this has been Radio Havana, Cuba's English language broadcast. Rita Marin, Gedwin Jones on the news desk, and Jose Pepe Costa Pupo doing a fine job as a control room, spinning the dials and pushing the buttons like he always does. I've been your host, Ed Newman. Thanks for tuning in. Come back and listen to us here on the radio, Radio Havana, Cuba, mañana.